Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 8:20, we'll be joined by Gary Washburn, national basketball writer for the Boston Globe. Talk NBA playoffs with him. That's coming up at 8:20.
All right, real quick, I just wanted to mention, Julie Donaldson hit me up yesterday, and she invited me to this event that she's hosting tomorrow at DC Prime.
Now, it's out in my hood.
I probably won't do it. I'm too lazy. But the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society at DC Prime is having an evening of food and drink. And you get in a silent auction, you get to hang out with Santana, with Smoot, Sean Springs, Doug Williams, Doc Walker, looks like Kedrick Goldston, Logan Paulson, Julie will be there. Mm-hmm. So if you want to hang out, all you got to do is make a minimum $100 donation. I'll tweet a link to it, but it's tomorrow night between 5:30 and 8:30 at DC Prime, and it's for a great cause.
Yeah, I think she's trying to raise like $100K at least. Yeah. So good for her.
Yeah,
hopefully she meets her goal.
So go out there, support the event. Bring a football or a helmet or something. I'm sure the guys would be happy to sign it for you. And you could do that tomorrow at DC Prime.
Yes, very good.
That's a good spot too. Got a nice bar, nice big bar.
Yeah, sounds great.
And the food's good.
Sounds like a great time.
Place that does not have a bar that you might want to avoid, especially Drab T-shirt in his neck of the woods next time he's in Vancouver, Washington, is the Arby's in Vancouver, Washington, where they discovered that one of the managers there was taking a leak into a bag of milkshake mix that was then served to potentially dozens of people.
Oh,
so Drab, the next time you're in Vancouver, Washington, which I'm guessing is not anywhere close to Tri-Cities or where you're from, because I'm guessing that's near Vancouver, British Columbia.
It's outside of Portland. It's five miles from Portland.
Yeah. So don't go to that Arby's would be my advice to you.
EB's the Arby's guy. I don't have to worry
about it. I love Arby's, but I don't think it's indicative of Arby's. I mean, it just shows you
somebody who had a perversion of sickness.
Losers that work at any place. Believe me, Arby's has nothing to do with this. This has to do with losers that work in restaurants, and they're angry and they're mentally ill.
Well, it's got something to do with it. I can't imagine that happening at Chick-fil-A.
Probably not.
You never know, man. This guy
in particular is allegedly, potentially a loser because they stumbled upon the 16-second video while they were investigating him for child pornography.
Right.
So, I mean, if that's true, this guy should be locked away for 20-plus years.
I didn't know Eric had a grudge against restaurant workers.
No, I used to work at a restaurant. I mean, it's fine. It's just that I'm just saying this.
He said it's an individual who could be working at a different place.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Arby's. It's just a disgruntled loser.
Right.
Okay.
I agree with that.
That's all it is.
It's somebody who's got either, if it's a sexual deal, a perversion, or some sort of sickness that he wants to taint people who are having fantastic milkshakes.
It's still worth electric chair. I would literally kill the guy for it. It's no different than if he pleasured himself. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's awful.
An electric chair for that is a little extreme, but, I mean, he should serve jail time.
I mean, if you've heard of guys that do that kind of thing, like, on someone's pizza.
I'm wondering how he became manager.
Yeah,
like, how did he send that?
Because a lot of them are because losers. Right.
Who'd he beat out for that job?
Somebody like Cakes.
There's probably nobody else who wanted
Taco
it.
Bell? Yes, I did an interview at Taco Bell. Realized I didn't want to work there.
Right. Drabby, these places will hire anybody.
I would much rather work at a toy store.
Yeah, I know.
We don't hire anybody.
I think we sleep on Arby's, though, a little bit.
I love Arby's, too,
but I just don't see them around.
They're hard to come by.
They're hard to find.
They're hard to find, but when you find one, their menu is spectacular. Whatever you want.
You love the beef and cheddar.
They have the meat,
no,
CB.
Beef and cheddar, I get a Reuben. Now, the only problem with the Reuben is the bread is a little moist. Because I think they put it in a microwave. I wish they would.
See, I'm a little bit of a snob when it comes to deli sandwiches. Like, if I'm going to go for, like, a corned beef sandwich or a Reuben, I want to go to either a deli or, like, a place that specializes in those sorts of sandwiches.
I understand.
To me, Arby's always specializes in Jody beef? Arias.
Right.
Okay, yeah, that's their specialty.
And now fresh squeezed lemonade.
Yeah. Fresh squeezed lemonade too is now menu addition.
This is not an Arby's deal.
It's not.
This is a disgruntled workers deal.
Correct. Yeah. Could have happened at McDonald's. Could have happened at Burger King.
Yeah, and I
could have happened at Chick-fil-A.
I think it could have happened at Chick-fil-A.
Of course.
I think Chick-fil-A. They just have different customer service standards.
It
than
is
all the
elite
others.
Customer service.
It's like they're just a level above. Like it would shock me if I saw this headline for Chick-fil-A. It just would. I don't think they hire people who have child porn investigations.
You don't know.
In
you
their
never
background.
Know.
Well,
for the most part.
Here's what I know. In terms of milkshakes,
yeah.
My daughter actually just did a blindfolded taste test of five places in their milkshakes. Mm-hmm. And I don't need a blindfold. What I'll say is Chick-fil-A, they're at the bottom. Their milkshake, kind of
Their milkshake, they
McDonald's, way better. Burger King,
now,
way better.
I think
better.
The McDonald's one is a lot. Well, I don't know.
I don't think I've ever had.
And even Burger King, I think, is like real ice cream. Like they've got some sort of partnership.
Yeah, you got to make like.
I think some of them don't have like real ice cream.
Yeah.
You got to look at the menu. Does it say shake or does it say milkshake? Like there's a difference.
I'm just giving you my personal preference in terms of taste.
McDonald's is number one for me.
And a Wendy's Frosty. I'm just telling you.
They're delicious.
I usually love milkshakes
at
fast food joints.
Those aren't shakes, though. That's
no, it's more like ice cream.
That's a cup of ice cream.
It's a dairy dessert,
yeah.
Whatever it's qualified as.
But I would agree. I love Frosties.
You're getting me sized.
I might get one today.
The problem is every time I have, like, I always feel guilty.
But Arby's has, like, I haven't been to an Arby's in a long time.
I've never gotten a shake from
there. They used to have... like a variety of shakes. It wasn't just like chocolate and vanilla.
Try the Jamocha.
Right. They've got the Jamocha.
I'm telling you, they have everything. The only thing that I can think of that has more choices than Arby's, and it's ridiculous, is Sonic. Like if you go to Sonic.
See, but I don't know if that's a... Look, I think I like Arby's. I think they got a little wacky with the menu. Like they're trying to do too much.
I could understand that criticism.
A little bit too much.
But I like the choices.
Here's what I do know. Sonic has the greatest tater tot game on the planet. Mm. I defy you to find better tots at a fast food spot than Sonic.
You won't believe how much Sonic paid Kelsey to do one video.
I would imagine it's a lot.
It'd make me jealous.
Yeah. to like sample their slushies and their hot dogs.
Not sure.
I'm always
going
to get a slushie. I only go to Sonic in the Outer Banks. The only time I go all year.
It's good road
trip.
I'll
go once
food.
Or twice.
Yeah.
And I have to get a slushie.
The slushies are delicious.
I mean, I could get a corn dog or something, but I'm getting
a
slushie.
The sugar. I don't care how much sugar's in, I'm going to have them.
Real quick, just since we're talking about food, I mentioned to Drabby that, you know, we did something yesterday that we never do, and I don't know why. We've had, you know, air fryers are the rage, right? We've had them. They were maybe 3 or 4 years ago. That's when we got ours.
Mm-hmm.
We would only use it like to put fries in. My wife would cut up potatoes and make fries out of it. We finally just put some chicken in there yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was spectacular.
Was it?
Game changer.
Game changer. I don't think you can overcook it.
How was it seasoned?
I mean, we just put adobo and just the normal stuff that we put in it. But it was moist and silly.
Really?
And the one thing with chicken
we'll
is
have to try that.
Chicken's hard to cook if you're not careful. Because it's very easy to overcook. Right?
Yeah.
Moist chicken is silly.
I agree.
You're saying that M word a lot.
Moist.
So many times.
I know, but I still like
gross words.
Look, you have an air fryer at your house?
Yeah, of course.
The problem
I do.
Is everyone has one. Of course. The problem is we have a small, it's relatively small, so we can only put like four pieces in it. You know, we need to get a bigger one or another one. But that's my new go-to.
I'm gonna you know what? I'm gonna grill some chicken. I'm not doing air fryer, I'm gonna grill some chicken.
Chicken is hard. That's a tough trick if you don't know what you're doing. Are you silly at it?
I don't think grilling chicken is that difficult.
Well, you can overcook it. There's nothing worse than overcooked chicken.
Not if you know what you're doing on the grill.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I just love the taste of grilled chicken, especially the chicken where I get it from. It's just money.
Will you
Key
try,
West chicken.
Do you try one of your air fryers? I guarantee Teresa has one of those somewhere.
Your chicken, you have next level chicken? Better than our chicken?
This chicken I get it from this this store. It's a butcher.
Okay.
It's spectacular.
Okay.
Now, it's pricey. Right. But it's spectacular.
How much per pound for chicken breast?
I don't know. It's usually like $21.
Oh, no, that's not per pound.
No, it's over. Order. Yeah, it's okay, over a pound.
But usually, Valdez nearly lost
his mind. It's pre-packaged, but it's seasoned. It's just unbelievable.
How many
it's marinated.
How many breasts do you get for $21?
Two.
It's kind of pricey.
Well, it is expensive.
Paying
I get
quality.
A silly rotisserie for $4.99.
But it's great.
Do you use your air fryer?
I don't think we own one.
Chicken.
And if we do, I'm not aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you use yours, Cakes?
All the time.
What do you use it for?
Leftovers. You want to crisp up some vegetables. Chicken.
You guys
tots,
use it all the time.
Fries. All the time.
We never use it. I think I'm going to start using it.
Start putting your vegetables in there. Silly.
Really? What? How does it make the vegetables?
Makes them crunchy, crispy.
What if you put a pizza in it, like leftover pizza, like leftover
Delicious.
Litos?
Best way, yes.
Of course.
I put my leftover Litos in the toaster oven, and I guess my wife said I didn't put it on the right setting or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was nubs.
If you put pizza, leftover pizza, in a microwave.
I didn't. I put it in a toaster
oven.
I'm
not talking about you. I'm just talking to all the people. You're a monster. I just, because pizza comes out soggy. Gross. Got to be crisp.
I know. It was not crispy. I was bitter.
Need the crispy crust.
So air fryer will make your pizza crispy, but you can only put one slice in if you have like an average size air fryer.
Yeah, one at a time.
Yeah, it's nubs. How long? Chicken was 8 minutes each side.
I don't know. I'm thinking about Jason paying $11 for a chicken breast.
Yeah, you can't get away from that. It must be the world's best chicken.
It is great.
Can't concentrate.
Look, I don't do it every week. It's probably once a month, but the chicken is so good.
Travi. Meanwhile, he doesn't let his daughters buy a poster.
All right, coming up to 8 o'clock hour.
A chicken is more enjoyable than a poster.
Is. We'll talk
I'm sorry.
NBA
the South
playoffs.
Moon Under of chickens.
We'll do NBA playoffs at 8:20 with Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. But next, we'll tell you. From the New York Post, top complaint from wives about husbands. We'll do that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.